Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about courageous faith and what it looks like to live with a faith that is courageous. And in the midst of a theme on a time for courage. And so for the last few weeks, we've been talking about different aspects of courage and how it plays out in our life, how we get it from God, and how we live with it. And as we spend the week focused on this courageous faith, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about faith that is tested. Probably not the favorite subject for most of us. The idea of being tested is not something we generally seek out. But God wants us to not only have faith that is tested, but have faith that passes the test. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." A couple key things out of there that I think are important to realize. And that has to do with examining yourself. When it comes to faith, we have probably a greater tendency to pass judgment or examine the faith of others. But God didn't instruct us to do that. He said to examine yourself, to test yourself, to look at your own life, your own faith, your own belief in God, and consider what the results really are. It requires an honest assessment. It's easy to go through life thinking, I believe one thing, but not necessarily living like you believe that thing. One of the passages that talks a lot, I think, about a faith that is tested. It comes out of the book of James. James says in chapter 1, to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds. Again, a verse is probably not on the top 10 list of favorite verses of Christians around the world, especially here in the United States. Pure joy when I face trials of many kinds, but he goes on to say why. Is because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, I suspect we get to that last verse I read and we would all sign up. We want to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Especially the not lacking anything part. Mature and complete, well, that might be up for discussion, but to reach the point of not lacking anything, I'm guessing we would all sign up rather quickly. At least if there were no stipulations, no fine print, no obligations on our part, just simply a supplying of everything. But then we glance at the earlier verses and we begin to hesitate a bit. Because God says that the way we become mature and complete, the way we find ourselves lacking nothing is through trials. It's through the tough times of life. It's through the testing of our faith that produces perseverance. And why perseverance? Well, because it takes time to be mature and complete. It takes time to lack nothing. It's those who are faithful to the end. It's the perseverance of a life lived in Christ. It's the arrival with Jesus face to face, that welcome home, good and faithful servant, that finally bestows upon us a position, a place of being mature and complete, not lacking anything. I'm not convinced it's something that's attainable fully in this life. I think we can come close. But I think it's that graduation from this life to the next life, to a fulfilled eternity, that brings about the completion, the maturity, the not lacking anything that is complete. And so we live with a courageous faith. We are willing to have our faith tested. We are willing to examine ourselves. And I suspect the question that comes up, if we reach the point of understanding that examining and testing our faith is good, how do I do that? Well, I would submit that the one thing not to do is to compare it to others, but rather compare it to God's Word. We do have what we call the Hall of Faith in the Bible, where God lists the faithfulness of a lot of different people as examples, as witnesses, as those that we can learn from. But I don't believe they're there so that we can measure ourselves in a manner of ordering. Well, my faith is better than Gideon's, but it's still kind of somewhat below Abraham's. I don't think that's why it's there. I think it's there as a variety of the types of ways that faith is lived out. And in fact, God tells us in His Word that we test our faith, we examine our faith when we pay attention to the results that it produces. He says, faith without works is dead. If our faith isn't producing some kind of action, some kind of response, some kind of obedience to God, what good is it doing us? And I suspect for many of us, when we do examine ourselves, when we do test our faith, we find that there are areas that are producing, and other areas that, well, we're more following fear than we are faith. And that's the benefit of examining ourselves, because we can see where we need to grow. We can see where we need to mature and become more complete. And so we allow the trials of life, the struggles that we deal with, to mature us, to help us more accurately evaluate and examine the faith that on good days we claim we have. As you think about the faith that you live with, when is it most obvious to you? For me, at least, it's most noticeable when times are tough. because I find myself being more aware of my need for faith, for a belief, for a trust in an unseen God doing visible things in my life. And so we live with a courageous faith, a faith that is tested, a faith that is put to the test and passes. And when we stumble and our faith isn't what it ought to be, we put into practice some of what we've already talked about this week, of calling out to God to increase my faith, to live with a growing faith. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that you do examine yourself. You do consider at what times in your life is faith more obvious, more noticeable? And at what times in your life do you struggle more? And find that whether your faith seems large or small to you, the very presence of it allows God to work in your life. The Bible talks about having faith like a mustard seed. Being able to say to this mountain, get up and be cast into the sea, and it will be. And a lot has been taught and said about the size of the mustard seed, and I think that's a part of the story. It's not the quantity or size of your faith, it's who your faith is in. But I also think part of the story is doing what you're created to do. The faith of a mustard seed to become what it becomes isn't necessarily based on its size, it's based on that's what it was designed to do. And when you live out your design to glorify and praise your Creator, you give faith an opportunity to grow. And you give faith an opportunity to do what it's designed to do. Would you spend some time praying with me this morning? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You understand our strengths and our weaknesses and our struggles, and you continue to help us to grow. Father, today as we consider what it looks like to examine our faith, to test ourselves, may we look honestly and deeply within ourselves, and may we find those areas of strength that we've been growing in, and also those areas of weaknesses that we need to grow in. May your Spirit help us to honestly see, to honestly evaluate how much we live by faith and how much we live by self and how much we live by fear. And Father, even though we don't like the trials and struggles of life, may you help us to see how it helps our faith grow, how it helps us to be prepared, how it helps us to mature and be on the road to completion in you. And Father, as we examine faith, may we be very careful to look at ourselves. May we be that encouragement to others that we talked about yesterday. May our faith that's growing help us to represent Jesus well. And when we find a lack in our life, May we come to you honestly and address it and ask for your help. Even when that help means that we experience a trial of life that is needed to make our faith grow. May we be the encouragers of others as they go through struggles, that they would not become weary, they would not give up. But rather than become weakened, that they would be strengthened in faith. Regardless of the outcomes on this earth, may our faith increase because our trust in you, whether times are good or bad, is rock solid. And Father, when our flesh becomes weak, may our spirit cling to you. When our flesh becomes weak, may you surround us with people who hold us up, who remind us of your goodness and your love and your faithfulness. Father, may we be those people to others as we lift up Jesus and he draws many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.